You know, one of the things we love to do, and those of you who know me know I was the missionary in Ecuador. And I brought something back when I came back.
Yay.
So every chance we get, we try to go back to Ecuador. And after this last earthquake they had, we were able to go back and share with the people there. There's one church we've been working with for years since we were back there in 95, 96, somewhere in there we were with the church. We were with that church for a couple of years before we came back to the States. And it's an Assembly of God church. Just like Brother Jerry, the pastor down there, has been there for, before I went there. And his name is Isaac Dumani. We love him. Him and his family, and they're all within the ministry. The same as Brother Jerry's family is. And so it's a blessing to go see them when we get to go down. And this last time was kind of under some different circumstances. Because we were going down there with a gift offering from the churches.
Porque fuimos, pudimos ir nosotros con una ofrenda de amor de las iglesias.
From the Spanish Church and from Victory and from CCH, the Spanish Church in El Dorado.
La iglesia hispana de Victory, la iglesia de Victory.
And we were,
la iglesia de CCH del Dorado.
We were able to bless them with some monies that were able to go towards medical attention.
Y pudimos llevar ese dinero para bendecirlos, que ellos pudieron dar atención médica.
The pastor down there is in charge of...
El pastor allá está a cargo de social services and the department of social health services, something like that, but he's from Assembly of God. He is the director, the national director of that.
They're in Ecuador, so we were able to meet with him, and he was able. He was able to take us down to Pedernales.
Y él pudo llevarnos a Pedernales.
Which is where the earthquake came to land.
Es donde el terremoto pegó fuerte.
And I know we've got some pictures up there somewhere. I'm not sure.
Hay unas fotos.
Lee, can we get some of those up there? They're up there. They're behind me. What you're going to see are some of the recipients of what you people have done here in this church.
Lo que ustedes pueden ver ahí, algunos de los que pudieron recibir esa atención.
And just because it was me.
Y porque fui yo.
It was you that went.
No fue porque yo fui, sino porque fueron ustedes.
I did some footwork.
Yo solo di un poco de trabajo.
But everything you're going to see is because of you.
Pero todo lo que van a ver es debido a su ofrenda.
The pastor down there is able to help out many people, and some of the kids that he helped out.
There is the pastor. You can see him wearing a blue.
That's the pastor in a blue shirt. And they were able to help, I think, 240 children.
Ellos pudieron atender a 200, entre 200 y 240 niños.
And like 230 adults.
Y como 230 adultos.
For medicine purposes.
Con una atención médica.
They were able to help them with things that they don't have or haven't had.
Ellos pudieron llevar algo que ellos no podían tener.
Because when you lose everything.
Porque cuando pierdes todo.
It's gone.
Se fue.
And anything is a help.
Y cualquier cosa es una buena ayuda.
One of the things that sounds kind of strange.
Una de las cosas que parecía un poco extraño.
The children needed suntan lotion.
Los niños necesitaban protector solar.
Because after the earthquake.
Porque después del terremoto.
The homes are gone.
Las casas se acabaron.
The buildings are gone.
Todos los edificios se acabaron.
The restaurants are gone.
Los restaurantes se acabaron.
The schools are gone.
Las escuelas se acabaron.
There's no place to get out of the sun.
No había un lugar donde ellos podían protegerse del sol.
And these kids were literally turning purple.
Y su piel estaba volviéndose morada.
Because of the amount of sun that they
por
were getting.
Por la cantidad de sol que ellos estaban recibiendo.
So the suntan lotion helped tremendously
así
with these
que
kids.
El protector solar ayudaba a esos niños mucho.
And the vitamins and everything that this pastor was able to present.
Y las vitaminas y todo lo que el pastor pudo traerlo.
Was obviously very welcome.
fue realmente bien recibido.
And I'm just trying to I'm trying to express my thanks to you for helping.
Así es que estoy solamente tratando de expresarles mi gratitud por ayudar.
I was standing on the ocean front.
Estaba yo parado ahí enfrente del océano.
Looking at what appeared to be an open field.
Mirando lo que parecía que fuera un gran campo abierto.
But I knew in front of me.
Pero sabía que enfrente de mí.
There used to be 2 5-star hotels.
Ahí estaban unos hoteles de 5 estrellas.
And then there was nothing.
Y no había nada.
As we traveled around the city.
Mientras que nosotros íbamos por la ciudad.
Especially with the fishermen.
Especialmente con los pescadores.
Because they lived right on the ocean front.
Porque ellos viven ahí junto al océano.
They lost everything.
Ellos perdieron todo.
And the government was going to try to help them.
Y el gobierno iba a tratar de ayudarles.
But they didn't want to move.
Pero ellos no querían mudarse.
Their boats survived.
Sus botes sobrevivieron.
So their means of employment was still there.
Así es que todavía ellos estaban ahí con su trabajo.
They just didn't have anywhere to live.
Y no tenían donde vivir.
So what they've done is makeshift homes. I'm hoping some of these come up here somewhere. This is the church in El Carmen where we went to. I'll tell you about this very briefly.
Esa es la iglesia en El Carmen donde nosotros vamos siempre.
They were working on this church.
Ellos estaban trabajando en esa iglesia.
A little bit when we were there.
Un poquito cuando estuvimos ahí.
The day after we left.
El día que después que nos fuimos.
They started to put a roof on the church.
Ellos empezaron a poner un nuevo techo en aquí.
So when they took the old roofing off.
Cuando ellos sacaron el techo viejo.
That day after we left, they realized that there was a crack.
Ellos se dieron cuenta que estaban las roturas.
In the church.
En la iglesia.
And the church had to be demolished completely.
Y la iglesia tuvo que ser demolida.
So now the church is gone.
Así es que la iglesia se acabó también.
It has since been rebuilt, and I hope we have some pictures somewhere in there of that, but the church has been rebuilt.
They are actually working there, rebuilding the church.
And this is the newer church that you're seeing.
Esta es la iglesia nueva en la que ellos están trabajando.
So we're happy to be able to have a church to go to when we go
Así
there.
Así es que estamos contentos de que todavía tenemos iglesia donde ir.
Everyone in Ecuador that we deal with.
Cada una de las personas con las que nosotros trabajamos en Ecuador.
Thank you.
Les agradece.
Another church we went to.
Otra iglesia donde fuimos.
They delivered 40 tons.
Ellos pudieron entregar 40 toneladas.
Of food to the people in this city.
De comida a estas personas afectadas.
It's still ongoing.
Todavía eso sigue funcionando.
Because things are slow to get back built back up.
Porque se demora mucho para que las cosas empiecen otra vez a funcionar.
Our little church from El Carmen.
Nuestra pequeña iglesia en El Carmen.
No, this has been some months ago.
Six months.
They built 3 houses.
En estos 6 meses que han pasado, ellos han edificado 3 casas.
So 3 families have a home now.
Para que 3 familias tengan
hogar. This is happening all over the Ecuador that was hit with that earthquake.
Sí, eso es lo que ha pasado allá en Ecuador después del terremoto.
Just one little tiny step at a time.
Solamente un pequeño paso.
And that's what I try to say to myself when I'm doing something.
Y eso es lo que yo trato de decirme a mí mismo.
Take just one little step at a time.
Solamente toma un pequeño paso.
You can't jump the whole thing.
Que no puedes hacer todo.
And it's the same way that they operate.
Y así es como ellos lo están haciendo.
We're honored to be able to work with them.
Nosotros somos honrados de poder trabajar con ellos.
And we're really honored to be here and ask you
somos muy honrados de estar con
just
ustedes.
To keep the people of Ecuador in your heart.
Y les pedimos que mantengan a la gente de Ecuador en sus corazones.
They're wonderful people.
Ellos son unas grandes personas.
We're hoping to have the pastor here at this church as soon as we can.
Esperamos poder traer al pastor un día.
It's hard for him to break loose.
Es difícil para que él pueda moverse.
But we're hoping to have him here at this church.
Pero esperamos poder tenerlo aquí.
But he thanks you.
Y él les agradece.
From Ecuador today.
Desde Ecuador hoy.
Are you next?
I'm next.
You don't need a translation.
Thank you. Are you going to translate for me?
No. She has a word, and like I said, we have a great big clock in front of us now, so somebody turned it on. So I guess we're supposed to get out here at 6 o'clock. So we'll see if she can.
So you need to.
I just need to leave.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. Dios es bueno. God is good. Okay, so you had the opportunity to learn. This is very simple and easy. Dios es bueno. No, dejen que aprendan. Dios es bueno. And then you say, todo el tiempo. Very good. So everybody together. Dios es bueno. Muy bien. Very good. So we are saying God is good. And you say, all the time. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to share with you just this very brief, hopefully. I'm going to try not to be too long. Okay. It is true what Lani said. Sometimes we allow us to go a little over. But I'm going to try to. Okay, Pastor Steven. Praise the Lord. I know that Brother Jerry is teaching this beautiful series, and it is about the gifts. Gifts of Christmas. What is it? Yes. And one of those is love, right? So, and I did not copy this from Pastor Jerry. Believe me. I got this last Sunday. And I did not know that love was going to be talking today. So, praise the Lord. I have Sister Evelyn. Oh, lo siento, me estoy olvidando de traducir. Ya los involucré a ustedes en el inglés. Esto no lo copié del pastor, sino que el Señor me lo dio la semana pasada. Y la hermana Evelyn siempre dice que, aunque yo no esté aquí, yo tengo el mismo mensaje que el pastor Jerry. So, Sister Evelyn, she is so precious to us, and she is a blessing because she is always with us every Sunday. And she came and she tells me, are you not what? You are preaching the same thing that Brother Jerry is preaching. Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah. But it's going to be shorter, I think, and maybe different. So we are going to be talking about love also. So if you bow your heads with me, please, and we pray. Vamos a orar. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to be here in your house, Father God, with these two languages that you have created for us, Father God. So I'm asking you, Father, to help me with both languages, Father. And for you to talk through me. Talk to me first, oh Father God, and minister to each one of us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So, voy a estar hablando acerca de lo que es amor. Y yo sé que aquí en Victory ya lo practican, ya conocen acerca del amor. So, love is something that Victory already knows about it. Because I have seen all you guys here in Victory practicing this love. Amen. And it is why we are able to share those kind of pictures in there. And there were just a few. We did not want to bother you with so many pictures that we have, with all the buildings destroying everything. We just wanted to present you something that it can give us joy. So, hay tantas fotos que no queremos nosotros presentar las fotos que causan dolor y tristeza, sino algo que nos pueda dar gozo de saber que la obra se está haciendo, ¿verdad? Y sabemos que aquí ya se está practicando el amor. Ya conocemos acerca del amor. So, even though we already know about love, we actually need to know the main thing about love. And that is that God loves us from the beginning. Hallelujah. Así es que lo más importante es saber que Dios nos ama a nosotros desde el principio. Amén. Aleluya. Oh, y eso es lo que debe estar en nuestros corazones y lo que debe ser expresado a través de nuestras vidas. And that is what God wants us to be in our hearts and to be expressed through our lives. Amen. Aleluya. Así es que primeramente lo que nosotros vamos a hacer es que vamos a dar definición de lo que es el amor. Y yo tengo aquí. It is me making that noise. Can you hear me? It sounds better, I think. Hallelujah. So we are going to share some definitions about love, and this came from little kids, different ages. We have Karen, she is age 7, and she said, love is when you are in love, your eyelashes go up and down, and little stars come out of you. Así es que dice, cuando estás enamorado, tus pestañitas se cierran y se abren, y ahí las estrellitas que salen de ti. Eso es amor para Karen, de 7 años. Marisa, age 4, she said, love is when your sister gives you all her old clothes, because then she has to go out and buy new ones. Y Melissa, de 4 años, dice, amor es cuando tu hermana te da todas sus ropas viejas, porque entonces ella tiene que ir y comprarse nuevas. Vanessa, age 8, she said, you really shouldn't tell somebody that you love them unless you mean it. But if you do mean it, you should tell them a lot. People forget. Sí. Y Vanessa dice, tú no debes decir a alguien que amas a menos que de verdad le ames. Y si es verdad, entonces dilo muy seguido, porque la gente se olvida. And that is what God does to us. He knows that we tend to forget about His love. So He is telling us over and over again. Y Dios sabe que nos olvidamos, así es que Él nos repite y nos repite que Él nos ama. And this is so good. A 4-year-old lived next door to an elderly man who had recently lost his wife. One day, the boy saw his neighbor crying. He went over. He climbed into his neighbor's lap and just sat there. When he came home, his mother asked him what he had said to the man. Nothing, he said. I just helped him cry. Y esta es muy linda. Un niño de 4 años vivía junto a un hombre ya mayor que había perdido a su esposa recientemente. Y él lo miró llorar. Se fue y se sentó en sus piernas. Y su mamá, cuando volvió a casa, le dijo, ¿qué le dijiste al hombre? Y él le dijo, nada, solo le ayudé a llorar. So sometimes we cry, and the Lord just help us to cry. Y a veces el Señor, a veces nosotros lloramos, y el Señor nos ayuda a llorar. Amén. Aleluya. God is good. Dios es bueno. Aleluya. Aleluya. Así es que no hay nada mejor que amor. So, there is nothing better than love. Amen. Aleluya. If you give me a little amen here and something there, you know, you just cheer me up. Thank you. Ustedes me hacen porras, ¿ok? Aleluya. Así es que nosotros vamos a ver cómo Paul define amor. En 1 Corintios capítulo 13:13. So we are going to see how Paul defines love in 1 Corinthians 13:13. And he says, so now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love. I'm using the English Standard Version because it's easy. Dice la palabra, y ahora permanecen la fe, la esperanza y el amor, estos tres, pero el mayor es el amor. Aleluya. So if love is the greatest, it is what we got to be talking about and getting excited about it. Amen. Así es que si el amor es tan grande, debemos estar hablando, y de eso nosotros debemos emocionarnos cuando hablamos. Amen. And yet, we say things, I love my dog, I love my cat. Nosotros decimos, amo a mi perro, amo a mi gato, I love ice cream, and I love this and that. Yo amo helado y esto y lo otro. Y también decimos, y amo a Jesús. And we also say, I love Jesus. But even though the word is the same, especially in English. In Spanish, we have a couple words that we can use. But even though the word is the same, the meaning is not the same. Y aunque la palabra sea igual, el significado no es el mismo. Amén. Aleluya. Cuando Pablo está usando y definiendo el amor de Dios, en el original, en el lenguaje original, hay una palabra que es ágape. So Paul is using another word that in the in Hebrew, the original language, it is agape. I'm hoping I'm saying it right. Y agape es el amor de Dios, que es muy diferente al amor filios y muy diferente al amor eros. So this love is completely different than the phileos love and the eros love or romantic love. The agape is the love of God, which is shown to the world through Christ. Amen. Y ese amor es mostrado al mundo a través de Cristo. Aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Ese amor es un amor que no es egoísta, es un amor que se da, que se brinda, que sale, que va hacia otros, que se sacrifica y que constantemente está buscando el bien de otros. So this love is selflessness, is outward, it is giving, it is also self-sacrificing, it is constantly seeking the good of others. Amen. Ese es el amor de Dios, el amor que se sacrifica a Él mismo, el amor que busca el bien de nosotros. So that is the kind of love of God that he has given to us. He sacrificed himself for our good. Amen. Oh, aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Come on, I'm preaching good. I'm hoping I'm doing. So, aleluya. The Lord showed this love about 2,000 years ago when Jesus died in the cross for us. Dios mostró este amor como 2,000 años antes cuando Jesús murió en la cruz. Y el propósito de que Él murió en la cruz, hermano, es para que tú sepas que eres amado. And the purpose of Him dying on the cross is for you to know that you are loved. Amen. Hallelujah. El propósito de que Dios creó el mundo, hermanos, es para que sepas que tú estás dentro del propósito de Dios. From the beginning, God created the world, the everything, and He placed men in it because He wanted for men to know that God loves the men. Okay? He loves. And His love is supernatural. En su amor es supernatural. Aleluya. Así que como es supernatural, solamente Dios puede ponerlo aquí. So, because it is supernatural, only God can place it in here. Amen. Aleluya. Son tres puntos que voy a hablar. I'm going to only mention three points. And the first one is God's love is God's nature. El primer punto es que el amor de Dios es la naturaleza de Dios. Oh, aleluya. ¿Cómo describimos nosotros a Dios? Usted me va a decir, Dios es todopoderoso, Dios sabe todo, Dios es omnisciente, omnipotente, Dios todo lo puede hacer. So if we try to describe God, what are you going to describe God? You might say, He is powerful, He is all-knowing, He is all-seeing. Yes. But there is something better that it is love. God is love. Pero lo mejor de todo eso es que Dios es amor. Amén. Aleluya. Jesús les dijo a sus discípulos, hay algo nuevo que yo les quiero dar. Y ellos dijeron, ¿qué es eso, Señor? Y les dijo, es un nuevo mandamiento. So Jesus said to his disciples, there is something new I want to give you. And they wondered and said, what is that, Master? What is it? And the Lord said, it is a new commandment I'm giving you. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Y el Señor dice, ámense los unos a los otros como yo los he amado. Aleluya, gloria al Señor. En otras palabras, el Señor dice, agape unos a otros como yo los he agapado. Amen. So the Lord is saying, agape one another as I have agaped you. Amen. Aleluya. Y es ese amor, hermanos, que cuando Dios pone ese amor aquí, nosotros podemos ir a un lugar y llevar ayuda para los necesitados. And it is when God has placed that love in here, is when we are able to go some places and bring help to those in need. Amen. Hallelujah. And it is why I say, Victory knows about that love. Praise the Lord. Y es por lo que yo decía que Victory sabe y también CCH sabe ese amor. Y también nosotros, la iglesia hispana, porque el Señor lo ha puesto aquí. Amén. Oh, aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Gloria a Dios. El Señor dijo, ese amor, a través de ese amor, otros pueden mirarme. Porque en ese amor, como ustedes se dan el uno al otro, es como otros pueden ver que son mis discípulos. This love that you see in me is what the Lord says. I want it in you because this is the way they, the others, can see me in you. And when they see this love in you, they know that you are my disciples. Oh, hallelujah. Gloria al Señor. Love is God's nature. And you know this is the cool part. Hallelujah. Because it is our nature. El amor es la naturaleza de Dios. Y eso es lo más hermoso para nosotros, que es nuestra naturaleza también. Amen. Because He has placed it in here. It is just a matter for us to bring it out and be able to share it and to be able to just give it to others. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Gloria al Señor. Tú necesitas saber que Dios te ama como tú eres. No necesitas tú hacer ninguna cosa especial, ni llegar a un nivel tan alto para que Dios pueda amarte más. So you need to know that God loves you as you are. You don't need to do something special, or you don't need to go up to this kind of levels so God will love you more. Because God cannot love you more than He's already loving you. Dios no puede amarte más de lo que ya te está amando. Amén. Aleluya. Dale un aplauso al Señor. Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Gloria a tu nombre, Señor. God's love is an action towards us, not a reaction to us. Amén. El amor de Dios es una reacción hacia nosotros, es una acción hacia nosotros, no es una reacción por nosotros. Amén. Do you get it? Hallelujah. So now you can say to your neighbor, that's love is an action towards you. El amor de Dios es una acción para ti, dígalo a su vecino. Aleluya. It is not a reaction to you. No es una reacción para ti. It is not like our love. I love my husband when he is nice to me. But he is always nice. No puedo yo decir yo amo a mi esposo porque cuando él es bueno conmigo, pero porque él siempre es bueno conmigo. Número dos. El amor en la cruz de Cristo. So my second point is love in the cross of Christ. And I want you to think about this. It is through that, hallelujah, God found the way to destroy sin and yet to save the sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. El amor en la cruz de Cristo es como Dios encontró la manera de destruir el pecado, pero de salvar al pecador. Amén. Oh, aleluya. So there is Jesus in the cross using the power that will save us. Aleluya. And I don't have a lot of time, so I'm going to give you an assignment. Read 1 John chapter 4, 7, 8. Up to verse 11. Así es que usted lea en su casa. Primera de Juan, capítulo 4, 7, 8, hasta el versículo 11, donde dice que él nos amemos unos a otros. Amén. Aleluya. Oh, santo Señor. But I want to read this. Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 17. And this is a beautiful prayer from Paul. Es una hermosa oración de Paul para los Efesios. Y dice, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Aleluya. Porque dice la palabra, de manera que Cristo more por la fe en vuestros corazones y que arraigados y cimentados en el amor. Amén. Que esta sea también una oración nuestra, que nosotros podamos venir al Señor y decir, Señor, yo quiero estar arraigado, yo quiero estar cimentado en tu amor. So this should be our prayer. So we can say, God, I want to be grounded in your love. Amén. Oh, aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Y el punto número 3 dice, el amor nunca falla. And number 3, love never fails. Because if I had been selfish, I already failed. If I had been me, I already failed. If I refused to give, if I had been a taker instead of a giver, but love never fails. Si yo, aleluya, si yo he sido egoísta, ya fallé. Si yo he sido malo, ya fallé. Si yo no he dado y me he resistido en dar, ya fallé. Y si yo he querido recibir en lugar de dar, pues ya fallé. Pero el amor no falla. Aleluya. Gloria a tu nombre, Señor. Love always comes through. Always comes through. Love never disappoints. Whatever the cost, love is worth it. Hallelujah. El amor, hermano, siempre, siempre sobresale. El amor nunca nos defrauda. El amor siempre vale la pena. Amén. Oh, aleluya. I have 1 minute. Praise the Lord. I made it. Aleluya. Gloria al Señor. Hermano Otemo, si usted por favor puede ayudarme con la música. Vamos a cerrar. So we are going to close with a prayer. Amén. And I want to encourage you to meditate in the love, in that kind of love. Yo quiero animarlos a que ustedes mediten en ese tipo de amor. He fallado de alguna manera, venga la fuente del amor. If I have failed, anyhow, somehow, just come to the Lord. Just come to Him. He is so full of love. He loves you. He loves me. He loves everyone
in this room. Él nos ama, cada uno en este lugar, sin importar la circunstancia, sin importar en qué hemos fallado, sin importar cuánto hacemos para Él. Él nos ama a todos por igual. Irregardless of the circumstances, irregardless of what you are going through, irregardless of what you've been thinking or what you've been trying to do, you might have been trying to go away from the Lord, to run away from the Lord, because something has happened in your life. Tal vez has estado queriendo escaparte del Señor. Algo ha pasado y has querido escaparte. Pero el amor de Dios nunca falla. El amor de Dios está ahí siempre presente. And the love of God is always there. The love of God is always there for you. The love of God is so ready to embrace you. So anything that you have been going through, anything that the enemy has been placing in your mind, it is not from God. I don't know, somebody has been dealing with some kind of thoughts. And I just want to tell you that those are not coming from God. Alguien ha estado teniendo pensamientos. Y yo solo quiero decirle que esos no vienen de parte de Dios. Pero el amor de Dios cubre multitud de pecados. And the love of God is able to cover multitude of sin. And not that He is going to oversee whatever is wrong. No. But because of His love. Because of His love, He is able to bring you back, to embrace you, to clean you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the only thing that He sees is the one that He created. Is the one that He brought in this world. Is the one that He brought into the wondering mother to tell you, I know you. I love you. I want you. Lo único que el amor de Dios hace es que te mira y te puede decir, yo te creé para amarte. Yo te puse en el vientre de tu madre. Yo te miré para amarte. Oh, aleluya. That kind of love is the love that we should be looking for. We should be seeking for. That kind of love. Ese es el amor que queremos mirar. You know, I have the pleasure to spend this week with my little grandson. And just to have to experience when he hugs me and when he kisses me, it is such a sweet experience. And I did not want to let him go. He's gone already. He broke my heart. But can you imagine to receive the hug, the love of God? When he kisses us, when he tells us, I love you. I love you the way you are. You don't have to do anything so great to cause me to love you, because I already love you. Cuando dejé ir a mi nieto, se me quiebra el corazón porque recibir sus abrazos, sus besos son tan dulces. Pero los abrazos y los besos de Dios son aún más dulces que eso. Y cuando Él me dice te amo, yo no puedo permanecer quieta en su presencia. When the Lord tells me I love you, I cannot stay still in His presence. I have to love Him back. It is no other way. I have to love Him back. And if I am not able to love Him that way because He loved me first, then I have to be honest with Him and say, Lord, I cannot love you that way. But I want to. I want to love you, Lord. Help me, Lord. help me. Cuando yo no puedo amar al Señor de la misma manera, yo debo ser honesta con Él. Yo debo decirle, Señor, quiero amarte. Quiero amarte. So the altar is open. If you feel like you need to come to the front, you are welcome to do so. I'm not going to be praying over you, but I'm encouraging you to come before the Lord and open up your heart to Him and ask the Lord, what do you need from Him? Amen. Puede venir al altar si gusta. No voy a orar por usted, pero si gusta, venga al altar y dígale al Señor lo que usted necesita. Aleluya. So let us pray. Padre, te alabamos en esta hora. Te damos gracias, oh Señor poderoso, por ese regalo de amor que tú nos has dado, Señor, que tú has enviado en la persona de Jesucristo, para que en la cruz tu poder, el poder de tu amor, pueda ser evidente, Señor, hacia nosotros y darnos la salvación, Señor. Estuvimos perdidos en pecados, Señor, pero a través de tu amor ahora somos salvos. So thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Because we were completely lost, but by the power of your love, we are now saved. So thank you, Father God. Because even when we don't know where to go, what path to follow, there is your love guiding us, leading us in the right path. So thank you, Father God. Gracias, Señor, porque cuando no sabemos a dónde ir, no sabemos, Señor, qué camino seguir, ahí está tu amor guiándonos, iluminando el paso, Señor poderoso. Gracias, Padre. Gracias por ese amor, ese regalo de amor que tú nos has dado. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord.